Arjuna be by now?
How old would Arjuna be by now? Well, he's 12 years older than he was before the story started. That we know. But the Pandavas, generally Kshatriyas graduate at 16. So exactly who would have been 16, but they would have been in their teens when they graduated. Right? Then they were gone for a year. Then they married Draupadi, then they came back establishing the Prastha. That took a little bit of time. Then he went out for 12 years. So I would expect by now he'd be probably in his 30s. You know, but all those other pastimes actually basically happened when they were teenagers.
Okay.
You know, teenagers, or, you know, maybe Yudhishthira was in his early 20s. But, you know, Nakula Sahadeva would have been around because there was Yudhishthira, Bhima was 1 year younger than him. Arjuna would have been 2 years younger than him. So that's already 3 years. And then the Nakula Sahadeva, so 4 years. So there have been a 4 year difference between Yudhishthira and the twins.
Wow.
I think 4 years.
They all graduated at the same time? They all graduated at the same time?
Yeah, it seems they all graduated at the same time because they all started study at the same time.
But so the twins would be younger when they graduated?
They would be younger, but whether they were, you know, who was around that age, I'm not sure. I think there's Upakhyans that tell exactly. I'd heard once that Yudhishthira was 21, he was 20, 19, 17, and 16. I had heard that once. So the twins were 16, Arjuna was 17, Bhima was 19, and Yudhishthira was 20. You know, I think at the Swayambhar or something like that. Because you'd have to be 16 to be married. So they got married, so they were 16, otherwise they're not adult. So at least they would be like that.
The tie thing, I think it's tie, because you got a bundle of sticks, you tie it once, and then you tie it second in a different place. The first becomes loose because it's already tourniquet to one level, and then you're tying it tighter with the
second
one,
true.
So the first one does become loose.
It does become loose, yeah, so because it's loose, but it's not that it doesn't go out. It's tight against the thing, but it's loose inside.
Because
otherwise why would she use lie or anything, because she wouldn't use that.
Yeah.
Tie is you tie the knot, because lie
before.
Means it's more
so
intimate.
It's like,
so her point is, you know, means one lie is that, but she's been dropping that, so she's not going to mention her intimacy with him.
No.
So she's going to tie. So just change it to tie.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and all these self.
Yeah, I've that. Yeah.
The swine
like that. There was something else that I just did as well.
Okay, and also all the Valadays changed to Baladays.
Valadays
to
Baladays.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
There's a Chinese devotee here.
With Chandrasekhar?
Yes.
Chandrasekhar, okay.
They were going on Parikram there at the Bhakti Lotus Course place this morning.
Okay.
So he's hoping that they could come and speak to them. Introduction. Maybe tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Which is whenever suitable for you.
Let me check if tomorrow afternoon is okay. Otherwise, tomorrow morning might be better.
Yep, sure.
You know, like that. So let me just check.
Okay. I'll get Chandra to ring you.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll be back for the Bhagavatam. We'll be back for the Bhagavatam.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, and then we'll start from the next, I think it's Monday or whatever it is. We'll start the Bhagavatam again for the adults. Because the boys won't be here, so they'll be able to set up or do anything. So, you know, it's a problem.
A week break.
Yeah, a week that I know. Let me just see here. I think this is the calendar. So we're on Friday. So then Monday through Friday. Yeah, oh, I see. Because Nityananda Triodasi, I think, is 20th and 19th. So actually it's 21st we start again. After Nityananda Triodasi.
20th is that?
Yeah, because I think Nityananda Triodice is either 19th or 20th, and the schools are on break up to them.
Mm-hmm.
There, so then she said 20th, but I think that's it's Wednesday anyway. But yeah, so 21st then. And then 21st we'll just go right through to the festival and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like that, I didn't want to mention in that particular assemblage that maybe during that time when they're running seminars in the temple, then we'll do some kind of specialized study or seminar here, because the man who organizes all that happened to be sitting to our right here, and I didn't want to get either too enthusiastic or disturbed. So.
Okay.
Like that, because otherwise it's been complaints that we never run any classes during the festival,
mm-hmm.
like that, and so then this year we'll try running, but over here,
yeah.
you know, in that time, because 6 to 7, there's nothing conflicts with it, because always, any other time in the day, there's always a conflicting class,
mm-hmm.
you know, either the Bhagavatam or someone's giving, and it's always, you know, it's just one more, you know, conflicting class you want to go to, so then it's like it's a problem. So then 6 to 7, nobody runs any, there's no workshops running then, so if you do it at that time, then, you know, those who want, they can come, and it doesn't conflict with anything else. You have to pick something interesting.
Do you have anything in mind, Maharaj, that you want?
Well, generally, the most interesting one is anything to do with male, female. That's always the everybody's, you know, pays attention. You know, all four varnas, all four ashrams. Any other topic, then, you know, a few of them are always asleep. But that one, everybody's got, you know, full attention, riveted attention.
But if you do something, it will be. When will it be? If you present something like that.
Means during the time when the seminars are.
Oh, okay.
The festival seminars.
And that's going to be.
That's after Parikram. So, in other words, during Parikram, there'd be no class. So, from Nityananda Triodice up to Parikram, we'd run our regular Bhagavatamas we're doing in the morning, 6 to 7. Then after.
4 days a week.
Huh? 4 days a week, yeah. Then after Parikram, when they come back, then they start the seminar until Gaura Purnima. Then we do the same thing, but we do class then at 6 to 7. We'll see. We'll see how the political environment is. Depending on the political winds, then we will decide.
I heard that one class you gave, it was the first of a seminar on the nectar of instruction.
No, okay. Yeah, well, it's something that goes through. Generally, you mean using Varnashrama, but